Hi, and welcome back to the Property Side Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Paul. And I know I've been away for far too long, but I am back for good. Plus, I have an excuse. I have moved countries again. Yes. I am back in the UK after 2 years spent in sunny southern Turkey. And you're probably thinking, I'm absolutely barking mad, what with all the miserable weather, grey skies. But it's a temporary situation because I am emigrating again very soon somewhere else. So I'll update you more on that in the new upcoming episodes. So I wanted to start back with a podcast with a bit of a difference. So instead of us discussing a property topic or strategy or some property-based news, I want to talk about how I can personally help you on your property journey. So if you're an investor out there looking to diversify into a new strategy, or if you're a complete and utter newbie and you're looking to move from the day job to property and beyond, this episode is for you. It's also for anybody out there really who has paid money for property training before and now you're feeling lost and you're not sure of your next steps and you're feeling a bit confused and a bit deflated. Rest assured, because I'm going to share something that may be perfect for you, and it's completely unique. In fact, nobody else in the whole of the UK is offering this for any cost. Not one single property trainer, not even the very biggest property gurus in the UK, will offer anything like this for any cost. So in a nutshell, I want to help you one-to-one on a personal level. Just me and you. I want to help you create your own plan and take you step by step to where you really want to be. Now, you might have a desire to own X amount of properties and build a portfolio, or you might have an income goal in mind, or your goal might be to leave your day job behind and follow a passion, but earn 10 times more income doing it. Now, with my 20 plus years of experience in the property sector, I would love to help you get to that place you want to be. Now, for those new listeners who don't know too much about me personally, I started out in property 20 years ago as an accidental landlord, and then I ended up starting multiple businesses and property businesses, including my own estate agency. And I was one of those hybrid estate agents, which meant it was basically just me, my car, and a website that I kind of hashed together trying to find some business. Now, eventually, I did end up on the high street with a high street office of my own and became the typical high street estate agent. In 2017, I co-founded what became the UK's biggest property sourcing network. We had 50 plus offices all over the UK inside of 2 years, which was just astounding growth and far exceeded our expectations when we started out, and we had contracted payments worth millions of pounds. We then launched a peer-to-peer property investment platform that has since gone on to fund millions of pounds worth of property projects all over the UK. And in amongst all of that, I was involved in hundreds of property projects, used many creative strategies such as assisted sales, lease options, rent-to-rent, sourcing, delayed completions, commercial to resi developments, and plenty of others as well. But in 2019-2020, I decided to exit all of my UK businesses and decided that when the pandemic was over, I would emigrate overseas and chase my own personal dreams away from business. Now, I always had this burning desire and want to live abroad in a warmer climate. I wanted a slower pace of life, especially after all the madness of growing so many businesses all at the same time. And I wanted my dream home in the sun, I guess. And that's exactly what I did. I lived like I was on holiday every single day until I got bored. You know, because living like you're on a never-ending holiday, it sounds like heaven. It sounds amazing. Obviously, every day is like a holiday. Brilliant. Perfect. You know, life completed it. But it honestly, it does become boring after a few months. And I got to thinking that the one thing I came across over and over again after years and years of networking and speaking with people was that people nearly always felt shortchanged and ripped off and let down by property courses, property education, and the big name property trainers out there. And we all know who they are. You know, these guys out there, they are top level marketers. And they'll sell you a financial freedom, get rich quick dream very, very easily. And, you know, their pitches are very believable and very fantastic. The outcome is, sadly, that lots of people, maybe even you listening to this, fall for this very enticing and well-crafted pitch. Thousands of people every single week fall for these webinars, seminars, free training events put on by these property trainers, and they end up buying the course or training or mentorship. And it seems like a no-brainer. It seems, you know, I go and buy this thing and then I get these results. Brilliant. But here's the problem. These people who bought the courses often find out that these property strategies are harder than the gurus explained. Harder than what the seminar made it feel like it was going to be. So what happens typically is this. Now, most people buy a course of some description and they're all hyped up. Maybe they are part of a new property community. They've got some new friends. They're all bigging each other up and it's amazing. You have lots of these new property friends and property people that you now, you know, pally with, and you're on this new exciting property journey all the way to financial freedom and success. But what happens in reality is the dust settles and you complete the course materials, the training, whatever it is, and you start trying to get out there and take action. And then most people out there hit a huge, massive brick wall and they have zero success to show for it. And then they feel lost. But hang on a minute, there's this guy and there's a lady in the group and they seem to absolutely be smashing it out the park. They are dropping deals and money all over the place. So it does work. It does work, doesn't it? It does, because they're doing it. Why are you struggling? You know, what's going wrong? And these are the questions that you're asking yourself. You're doubting yourself. So let me explain what this is. There will always be a few people who are able to run with the information and make things happen. Now, these people are then championed and put on a pedestal by the people you bought the course from and used as a glowing example of what is possible. You know, the biggest training companies do this so well. They all do it. You know, they'll interview their star mentees and they'll put them out there, you know, for all to see. And often they are actually put on the payroll. They become a kind of brand ambassador for that trainer, that training company. Making it look like this training course or this training that you've got, the outcome of it is success and is wealth and untold freedom. But this person who did well, they're the exception to the rule, because most people will fall flat on their face. They feel even more lost. They feel confused, unsure on what to do to make things happen for themselves. That's what happens to most people. They're verging on feeling like they've failed. And this all does one thing. It affects their confidence. So the only option that they have is to what? What do they do when they reach this point? And this is so, so common. The only option is to go and buy another course and hope that this next course, this next training thing they're going to do, will really, really help them plug those gaps in their knowledge where they're struggling and get them up and running and get them to where they want to be. Okay, so what? Let's just break that down a minute. What just happened there? Well, this person literally, and this might be you if you're listening as well, this might seem very, very familiar to you. This person literally just repeated the mistake they've already made. They bought a course again, and they did that from the same person or company that they bought the previous course from. It's madness. they somehow tell themselves at this point that this one will be different. This is the one that's going to work. I just needed to plug these gaps of knowledge and then I'm going to be great. I'm going to be golden. But if you've done this and you're nodding along thinking, oh my God, that's actually me. Let me tell you right now, you know, that you are not the only one. And I'm saying this for a reason. I'm saying this because this is fact. This happens again and again and again and again. And the sad fact is that most people do this. And that's why these property gurus earn more money selling courses than anything else that they are actually doing. So if that does sound like you and you can relate to any of this that we've talked about, then what really is the next step forward that will work for you? Well, when I was sat bored and thinking about all of this, I figured out that the information alone, so you going to do a course, that's not enough. It's not enough for most people, I should say. And I would estimate that 80% of people that do a standalone property course with zero support and help actually do very little or nothing at all with that information. And that's why you see a lot of people sharing information for free, because the information's great. We live in an information age where, you know, we have the internet, we have Google, we have ChatGPT, AI. We can find out everything we need to find out in reality. But you need help doing it. And, you know, what most people needed is actually a mentor that can be by their side, pointing them in the right direction, telling them what to do next, and answering all their questions that they might have along the way. But as an example, now this might ruffle a few feathers. As an example, mentoring in the UK is very, very flawed. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's not the answer to everything. And here is why. The biggest property training companies out there, and the biggest property training company in the UK in particular, charge £25,000 for 1 year's worth of high level of support. High-level support, 25K. Now that, to me, 25K is a deposit on a property in some locations in the UK, and a lot more. So anyway, this high-level support gets you a meeting at their head office once a month where you sit around a table, the top table, with 15 to 20 other people, all in the same boat as you, and you take turns discussing what you are working on, and you get some help from the mentors. The reality is, in this situation, you might get 10 to 20 minutes of help during that entire day, and you pay tens of thousands of pounds for that. But you feel good, you feel like you're seriously doing something, and you're on a mission, you've bought in big time because you've spent 25K, and you are committed. However, you're glazing over the fact that you've literally had maybe 20 minutes of advice in a whole day, and you've had to book a day off work to get there as well. Now, the reality is very different. And do you really have 25K available to waste in such a manner? Most people cannot afford 25K on a mentoring program that spits you out after 12 months and you're left to kind of find your own way. But nobody in the UK was offering what people actually needed, which was a lifetime mentor. Now, a lifetime mentor that is there to help people on their property and investing journey forever, one-to-one, not group coaching, one-to-one personal help, there to answer questions every single day, there to help whenever it's needed. The only way forward in property is with that. It's with a one-to-one mentor who is always there for you and someone that won't break your bank, isn't going to charge you 25K and put you into a huge amount of debt from day one. Now, I remember starting out and feeling lost, scared, and unsure about making the right decisions. You know, my confidence was almost completely lost on my first ever deal that I managed to do. It was way harder than these property guru types will ever have you believe. I remember thinking back, I remember lying in bed at night and almost giving up completely, giving up on property altogether. Like, I was done. I was done so many times. I remember doubting myself and thinking, maybe this property game, it's not for me. You know, I'm doing something wrong. I just can't seem to get this thing working. This is not for me. But through sheer determination and a bit of luck at the right time, I managed to make things work and was able to create a life for myself where I was able to go from a day job as a gardener, which is what I was when I started, into property and then pretty much all but retired in my early 40s and living overseas in my dream home. It's an insane, incalculable, crazy journey to go on. And I remember the feelings I had when I emigrated. You know, that first morning, waking up in my new home, in a new country, the sun shining. I came downstairs to make a brew for my wife. She likes a cup of tea in bed in the mornings, and I always bring her that cup of tea. So I go downstairs to make a brew for my wife, and I looked out at the garden, and there's this beautiful crystal blue swimming pool. And I remember, I'm waiting for the kettle to boil, and I'm stood there shaking my head to myself, thinking, this is absolutely nuts. This is absolutely crazy. How on earth have I ended up in this situation, living here with this all around me? How did this happen? And I still have pinch me moments almost weekly, because I don't forget where I was at in life before getting into property. You know, I remember never having any money, always struggling to pay the bills each month. You know, if we managed to get a 2-week holiday with the kids, that was, you know, a bonus. And that was the thing that you counted down to and looked forward to so, so much, because that was your 2 weeks of heaven, if you like, in the year. But I remember, you know, really struggling for money and, you know, everything that comes with it. And it's not nice. It's not, you know, I wanted more from life. And that's why I chased, you know, trying to find that via different businesses. And I launched many businesses that absolutely fell on their face and failed. You know, you name it, I've probably had a go at it. But it wasn't until I got into property that things started to move forwards. And it wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't easy at all. And I'm not one of these, I don't like flaunting what I have. I am the least showy person you'll ever meet. And I've never been into cars, and I have a very modest car myself. I don't care to lump a metal with four wheels that gets me from A to B. I don't care what it does or how much it costs. I'm not showy at all with that. And I've never been into, you know, a lot of people are into the expensive watches. My watch I have on right now, it cost me about 12 quid. 12 quid. And it still tells the same time that my more expensive watch does. That was a gift from somebody. You know, I am just a normal bloke that made some good decisions at the right time, and I ended up winning somehow. You know, I made plenty of mistakes, but after 20 years of property strategies, investing, and life, I feel like I do have a lot to share with people. So what's the opportunity, and how can I help you? Well, I'm offering to work with you forever, one-to-one. I will be there to help advise you on your property and business journey. I will share my knowledge of over 20 years worth of knowledge. And I'll give you access to a bunch of online courses covering the most popular property strategies out there. And when I say I'll help you forever, I mean till you no longer need me, which usually happens within a year or so. And that is what happens. The more confident and successful you become with my help, the less you're going to need to reach out to me, because you know the answers, you know what you're doing, so you don't need me. But I'm there if you do need me. You know, I've actually got a one-to-one video call this month booked in with a mentee who I haven't spoken to for about, it must be 2 years. 2 years, and he reached out to me the other day. You know, he no longer needs my input day to day because he's busy doing what he's doing, and he knows exactly what he's doing now, but he's got that safety net of if something crops up, he can, you know, he can book a video call, he can WhatsApp me, he can reach out to me and I'll help. When he joined me, he had wasted 3,000 quid on some other guy's property course. One of the big gurus charged him 3 grand for this course, and he felt massively frustrated and lost when I spoke to him initially. So after a few short meetings, he joined us, and after a few short meetings, he had a new action plan in place, a new direction, which was in a completely different strategy altogether. And now he's a multiple property owner with passive income and is hugely successful in his own right. No, I don't just work with newbies either, people looking to get out of the day jobs. I have plenty of serious investors who I speak to every single month who are my mentees who want to diversify, maybe jump into other areas of property and business as well. And I often consult on business strategy and help with many other aspects beyond just property, investing and the creative strategies too. So if any of this is interesting, then here is your next steps. This is very important. This is the bit you really need to take in. There's only one of me. Thank God, my wife will probably say. There's only one of me. And obviously, there's no way that I can agree to work with everyone that wants to work with me. So here is what you need to do. To stand a chance of having me mentor you forever, one-to-one, and give you access to all the bonuses and all the courses and all the rest of it, you need to go and visit my website, which is psnpropertyblog.com. psnpropertyblog.com. Once you're there, you need to click on apply and we'll ask you a series of questions and then we'll take a look at your application. And if I feel like we're a good fit, because property isn't for everybody, if I feel like we're a good fit and you've answered the questions in, you know, a way that makes me think, hang on, this is a good relationship we can have and we can move forwards, I may be able to offer you a place. Now, I bet the big question you have right now is, yes, Paul, yeah. But how much will this lifetime mentorship cost me? Because nobody else is offering this. And the biggest trainer out there charges 25K for 1 year worth of 20 minutes mentorship a month. But we'll not get into that again. So how much is this going to cost? Well, the answer is it's a damn sight less than anybody else charges for just a few months of help is the answer. Plus, I have a payment plan option too. So you can spread the cost. So let me share a little story just before I go. During my first ever deal, which was, it was a title split and a sourcing deal. So I sourced it and we title split it. I almost gave up. The investors that I was dealing with were overseas investors and they were being an absolute nightmare. And I've talked about this so many times before, but it's the madness of property, this. The investors were being a nightmare. The deal itself looked like it would fall over more times than a three-legged table. And I had mentally spent my fee in my head so many times, so it had to work. It had to work because I'd already spent the money in my head. Now, the day the deal finally completed was amazing. Like, one of the best moments in my life, because I remember it so clearly. I was waiting for a call from the solicitor and I was checking my online banking over and over again. And I remember my wife was with me in the room and she didn't believe me when I was screaming, "The money's in the bank, the money's in the bank." And I can't really repeat on the podcast what she said at the time, but she didn't believe me. Till she saw the bank balance for herself. And what had happened is I'd just banked over £17,000, which was an insane amount of money to us as a family back then. It was a real huge moment. And from that day on, we never looked back, really. You know, a few weeks later, after that, because I was working on another deal at the same time, kind of had two things going through at the same time. So a few weeks later, another very similar deal hit the bank, and that was it. The confidence that first deal gave me personally was so needed. It was a game changer. It was a shot in the arm and it gave me that confidence. Where there was doubt, there was zero doubt because I knew I could get better at what I was doing and I could increase the number of deals I was able to do as well. I often say that this was the day my life changed forever. And that sounds really corny and, you know, crappy. But honestly, that is it. My life changed forever that day. And that's why I love helping others do the same thing. It never gets old, that excitement. It really, really doesn't. So if you want my help, go to psnpropertyblog.com. The link is in the show notes as well and in the description. And click apply. You just have to enter and that's it. Once the place is filled up, obviously I'm going to have to close access because I can only work with so many people at a time. And then anybody accessing the application form, if you like, after that point, they'll be placed onto a waiting list if they're suitable. If you're not suitable, you won't hear back from us. You won't get a response. If you are suitable and we have a place, you'll get a place and I will work with you forever. However, if I am fully booked, you'll just be put onto a waiting list. And next time an available slot comes out, we'll be in touch. Right, that is all for this first podcast in almost a year. I think the last podcast actually went out in April 2023 and we're now March 2024. So I apologise for the break, but I have been moving around countries and doing a lot of travelling. And now the podcast is back and we will be back very, very soon with another episode. So I hope you enjoyed this one, bit of a different one, and hopefully we can work together. And yeah, I'll be back soon with more property-based goodness. But until then, stay safe and take it easy.